Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Our next guest, team captain at Oregon State. Classes have started this week. Jaden Grant joins us every week on the Bald-Faced Truth. Defensive back. Beavers get a big win. 42-0. How important was getting a shutout, Jaden Grant?
I think it meant everything to us personally, just because, you know, we went into the week saying that, you know, just like every week, it's all about us. It's all about our execution. You know, personally on the defense, DBs, it's not about, you know, what any other group does. It's not about what the offense does or anything like that. It's about us handling business on every single snap. So, you know, shutting them out was definitely a goal that we had in mind. And just to be able to put 60 minutes, four quarters of, you know, good football together was it was big for us.
All right, so you came on the show a couple weeks ago. We talked about Jamba Juice and that being the endorsement you would love. I'm here to tell you that we have been talking with Jamba Juice. We're trying to get him to sponsor this weekly segment and make you like the face of Jamba in the state of Oregon. Now, help us out here. Help us out here because they're talking. They're interested. Help us with like what Jaden Grant would bring energy-wise, enthusiasm-wise in talking about his Jamba experience.
They definitely get the biggest Jamba Juice advocate, you know, there could be. You know, sometimes I get Jamba probably, you know, in the off season I definitely get it at least once a day. Sometimes I'll double back and get it twice. So, you know, I know all about the benefits and the nutritional value and all that different stuff. So, but Jamba, I'm ready for him.
I think we can pull this off. But I also want to know, what's your go-to? Like, if I'm going there, what am I ordering? Am I boosting? What am I adding to it? Tell me what to do.
It depends. Like, on a sunny day, during the daytime, I'm probably going to get a Caribbean Passion, add fresh banana, or sometimes add frozen banana. And then, you know, the standard I've been getting for the longest time is a banana berry, add banana. But now I start to get add fresh banana sometimes, make it a little bit sweeter.
That's why you come to the show. He'll help you with your Jamba. Jaden Grant is with us, team captain at Oregon State. You get USC. This is a big game. Jonathan Smith's 2-1. You got a winning record. You're going to USC. What does it mean to go there? And, you know, what would going there and playing well and winning and beating USC mean to you guys?
I mean, everything, because, you know, like I said, our mantra is all about us. You know, we want to go 1-0 every week. And, you know, USC is the biggest game of the year because it's the next opportunity that we get. So it would mean everything to, you know, go 1-0 this week, go out and get a big win on the road to start off Pac-12 play, and then, you know, you move on from there.
They played a couple quarterbacks last week, and then there's some talk about injuries, and, you know, you don't know who's going to play. But what did you see on film? How is, you know, Jackson Dart different than Caden Slovis, or how do you guys prepare when you don't know who's going to start?
I mean, you just watch the tape on both. You know, there's a lot more tape, obviously, on Slovis. But, you know, you just be prepared for anybody. I think that's your best bet, is just to be prepared for anybody, not look into who's playing or who's not. And once again, you know, when you look down and break down their offense, it's all about us. It's all about how we execute, you know, all our defensive calls versus their offensive calls. So, you know, you try not to get into that too much. But then you also do want to acknowledge, you know, if so-and-so is playing or whoever is that quarterback, there is a little bit of a difference in them.
Jonathan Smith said he grew up watching Rodney Peete, watching USC. He was there in that stadium as a kid. What memories do you have? Had you been there as a fan at the Coliseum, and or as a college football fan, was it, you know, you were growing up in the state of Oregon, a little bit in Florida. Like, you know, what college team was your team?
I was always an Oregon and Oregon State fan growing up. And then for basketball, I liked Xavier because my dad went there. Yeah. But for basketball, like when I was early in high school, USC was one of the schools that I was like, that'd be cool to go there and be in L.A., you know, for basketball. But obviously times have changed. it's been a lot different. Now, I don't really have very much experience. Like, I've never been to a game there or anything like that. Only thing, you know, I used to watch and be a big Reggie Bush fan, so I remember his days playing there.
You still play basketball? Pick up games?
Yeah, definitely.
How does
definitely.
That? How
we
does,
actually, yeah. we hooped a lot this offseason.
Like, who's good? Who's good on this Oregon State team? Like, if you're putting together a 3-on-3 team, who are you drafting?
Dang, you about to get me in trouble. I'll probably go with Tegan Quatoriano.
Okay.
Trayvon Bradford.
Yeah.
He can hoop. Rajon Wright can hoop. Sam Vidlak can hoop.
Yeah.
Sam Vidlak can hoop. Chance Nolan can hoop, too. Chance is nice.
Yeah, because it's not always... If we're playing...
There's a bunch of different guys that can actually play.
If we're playing 3-on-3, because it's not always about picking the best three players. It's about who complements you. You know, I could see you grabbing Tegan because he's your post guy. You know, if you're in a 3-on-3 tournament, or you grab one of the little guys because you need a distributor. And because I see you more as like the wing. You're like the 3 on this team.
Yeah, no, I'll probably be the point guard.
You'd be the point guard? So give me an idea, because I'm always focused on, like, pickup games and families. And you grow up in a family that's got great athletic history with mom and dad, both athletes, really. And, you know, what were pickup games like? Did dad let you win in the driveway? Did dad, you know, what kind of lessons you learned playing one-on-one with dad?
Well, dad's knees was, you know, mostly hurting all the time, so we didn't really play much one-on-one or anything like that. You know, he'll take us out sometimes and we'll play pig and stuff. I can remember that when we were younger. Little ball handling exercises. You know, he was always kind of on the mend a little bit.
Yeah.
The pickups I remember is just, mainly like fast basketball clinics.
Right.
And stuff like that. Like when we would play pickups one-on-one. And then obviously always playing in the backyard with my brother. And he would never let me win. We actually just played not too long ago again. And I actually lost again, so upset about that.
Yeah,
it's one of those things.
You gotta get your older brother. Jaden Grant is with us.
And then also one more thing. Also, we do play pickup games. Like at this gym, we this dude named Ryan Wells, me and Trayvon and some other guys on our team train there back in Portland in the offseason. And me and Trayvon have gotten our fair share of one-on-one games in there in the little hoop, so I've definitely got the upper hand there.
I love that.
Put that on record.
It's a great way to stay in shape, because you forget that you're doing cardio and staying in shape because you're having fun and you're playing and you're competing.
Definitely. Like, sometimes we'll go and we'll play pickup games, you know, at the end of the warm-up, and we'll sit there and be like, dang, you know, 2 hours later or whatever. It's just like you just get lost in it.
All right, you guys got USC this week. The conference is going into conference play now, and you're going to see, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, who's beating who week after week. How do you stay focused only on you guys? And, you know, I know that's the messaging, but how disciplined do you need to be, or how much do you guys talk about just focusing on what you can control?
I think that's kind of speaks to the culture and the leadership on teams, you know, being able to get your team to not look, you know, behind or look far ahead or anything like that. Just being the present. And I think that our team does a good job of that. You know, like I said before, we have so many different, we probably have like 20 guys that are considered leaders on this team, especially to those younger guys. So just you mix that in with the culture of, you know, Coach Smith's influence and the messages our coaching staff, you know, preaches to us every single week. It's just kind of what we, you know, kind of not looked at like as a hard thing to stay locked. It's just kind of what we do, how we do with handle our business, you know, at Oregon State.
Jaden Grant, he is, if you want your Jamba, he's your guy. Also, Oregon State defensive back. Thank you for joining us. I'll get you an update on the Jamba effort. I'm determined to get this done. Like, last week we got Portland State buying beer for fans. I think this week we can get...
I saw that.
Yeah, we can get Jaden Grant a Jamba juice. That's my goal. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
There he is, Jaden Grant. Jamba juice. Jump all over this thing. You've got the bald-faced truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. Good stuff with Jaden Grant. We get Jamba Juice on line one. I just think some things make sense. Other things, they don't make sense. Rob's in Salem. He's called in. He's going to the Ducks game this Saturday. Rob, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, John. I think that if you're fully vaccinated or if you have a negative test, you know, you should get out there and support your team. You shouldn't. There's no need to live in fear.
Your phone is atrocious. I can't do it. Gosh. Can't do it. Look, if you feel comfortable going to the stadium, then you should go out and do it. That's where I'm going to leave that. I'm not here to tell anybody how to feel. Like, you got to feel how you are. You got to be comfortable in your own shoes. Like, I don't want people forced to go to the stadium or, you know, hey, you should support your team. I don't want to do that right now. I don't. I just feel like you've got your reasons for going or not going, and we're going to leave it at that. I just want to know what the reason is, because I don't think it's any one thing. And I think, you know, I get why Oregon State is kind of trying to simplify this, because Oregon State is trying to build a new half of a stadium. They have to come up with kind of, I think, a blanket explanation on why people haven't attended those first two home games. And they have sort of settled on the idea that it's the vaccination policy. I don't think so. I think that's a massive oversimplification. And it's not anecdotally what I am seeing and hearing. And frankly, I kind of think if Oregon State beats USC this weekend, like I am picking them to do, that's right, I climbed out on the limb. I'm out on the limb. Somebody call the fire department. I'm out on the limb. I'm picking Oregon State to beat USC. But if Oregon State does beat USC, are you going to tell me that they're not going to draw better than they did against Idaho at home when they return home in 2 weeks to play Washington? Here's another factor that has not been mentioned on today's show. We haven't had students on campus in class yet for a college football weekend at Oregon and Oregon State. So with the student body comes more bodies in the stadium. So I do think you're going to see an uptick in the next couple of weeks at Oregon and Eugene and in Corvallis when it comes to the fans inside the stadiums. I love talking about stuff like this on the show because I think it opens our minds. You get to hear different perspectives. I'm not going to go, though, this year into the – I don't care if it's an NBA game or a Major League Soccer game or anywhere. I'm not going to go into the "we should" if you're a true fan, you'll be there thing. I don't think we're at that point yet. I think it's more of a, hey, if you're a school teacher and you don't feel cool at the stadium, don't go to the stadium. Stay home, watch the game on TV, support your team. Doesn't make you less of a fan. Yeah, Oregon wants you at the stadium. Oregon State wants you at the stadium. They want sellouts. They want revenue. I get it. But I got to be honest, like I walked around Reser prior to the game on Saturday against Idaho. And I found that the concession stands had no lines. The bathrooms had no lines. The parking lot was easy to get in and out of. I heard the same thing from people who were at Autzen. And maybe the silver lining of some of this is that the people who are going to the games are not dealing with large swaths of people trying to get in the stadium and to the concession stand. I don't know. Maybe there's a silver lining in there somewhere. All right, coming up in hour number three, we will give our picks, okay? That's going to be right off the top of hour number three. We have been on fire. Now, let me say, I don't want to overstate this. We have been better than the experts in Vegas. No, I don't want to be hyperbole here. I don't want to use hyperbole. Nobody has been better than this show when it comes to predicting Pac-12 winners in college football. And in fact, last week, Peter Sampson, I think you gave the score of the Oregon game.
I did.
Am I right? Yeah. Come on. We're giving you money on this show. We're making you smarter, better looking. We're making you an expert. We'll give our picks on the Pac-12 games coming up in just a couple minutes, and we will just reel them off. I want you to write them down. We're going to reel them off, and you can walk away smarter.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.